Books on Tape presents Dean and Me, A Love Story, by Jerry Lewis and James Kaplan, read by Stephen Hoy. Prologue, Breaking Up. Most of the outside world wasn't aware of the gulf that had grown between us, and we were still making money like the U.S. Mint. But there was no getting around it. The time had come to call it a day. In the coolest, most practical way, Dean and I decided to go out on top. On Tuesday night, July 24th, 1956, 10 years to the day after our first appearance together at Skinny D'Amato's 500 Club in Atlantic City, we played our last three shows ever at the Copacabana on East 60th Street in Manhattan. The evening quickly took on the magnitude of a great event. After all, for the past decade, Martin and Lewis had delighted America and the world. We'd been loved, idolized, sought after. And now we were shutting the party down. The celebrity guest list for this night of nights grew and grew. With about a half hour before our first show, Dean and I had very little to say to each other. It was going to be a rough night. But we both knew we couldn't allow ourselves to be sloppy or unprofessional. So our plan was to have fun, if possible, and to do the best show we knew how to do. I walked across the hall to my partner's suite at about 7:35 for absolutely no reason other than to announce that I needed ice. Dean always had ice. I walked over to the bar and put some in my glass. He gave me a knowing glance. He felt what I felt, and we didn't have to expound on it. I managed to get myself to the door and croaked out, "Have a good show, Paul." That was his middle name, what I always called him. He said, "You too, kid." I walked out into the hallway and thought my heart would break. I was losing my best friend, and I